Welcome to Organizing with Ease. I'm Deanna Mall with Ease Declutter.
And I'm Zena Tsiman with Firefly Bridge Organizing.
This is where we talk about ways to make organizing easy so that we can enjoy our daily lives with less stress. Welcome to episode 34, the last episode of 2022.
Oh, yay.
It's been a wild year, but a fun and so rewarding year as well. We have so much in store for next year, and we want to tell you all about our exciting plans to make in 2023 your most organized year ever. Stay tuned. So I actually am really excited to talk about 2023, about a program, a membership program that I am starting actually on January the 10th. And I'm really excited about this to launch it. It's actually Dee's members club only type of deal, but it's Dee's Declutter Home Organizing Membership. And it's basically every month, but it's a little bit of a twist. And the reason why I say that, it's going to be held on Tuesdays, but every other Tuesday, we're going to have a coffee chat in the morning. And then at night on the other Tuesdays is when we're going to have our, you know, 45-minute classes. So, or sessions. And so, yeah, so I'm alternating it to kind of not make it so like hardcore of classes and or structure. I think this makes it a little bit easier and more enjoyable. And not only that, but it's also going to be, we're going to look into like what I'm going to be calling the three R's. We're going to, you ready? We're going to reevaluate, refresh, and reorganize. It's the three R's.
That's and we're going to do that for 2023, the beginning of the year.
Perfect.
That's what you want.
Beginning.
Yeah.
That's what I'm, yes. So that's when I'll be launching on January the 10th. And I am just really, really excited about this. I really am. I've got lots in stores for every month. Everything is going to be themed. We're going to have, you know, we're going to take it to the next level of a members only.
That's right.
And what about you? And what about you, Zena?
Well, I'm super excited about your program too, and you might just see me there.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good to me.
That's awesome. So yeah, 2023 we're starting new. We're starting strong. Everyone wants to be fully organized for 2023, and so at the end of January, I'll be launching my 90-day Clearing the Chaos program. And it's...
Oh my gosh, I love that.
Yeah,
yes.
So it's a home organizing program for working moms. These are moms who are really, they're kicking butt at work, they're kicking up butt at home, but they want to find that magic thing that lets them really move the ball forward at a faster pace. They really want to achieve more at work, have bigger impact at work, and also have better, more focused time with their family, with their friends, have more time during the week to spend with friends and family, really focus time with friends and family. And how do they do that? So that's my plan for it's 90 days. We'll meet once a week. Sometimes we'll have guest speakers in that are going to help us work on some mindset things, but we're also going to do some hands-on organizing. Because what we know and what you guys have told me is that, well, I'm working full time, or I'm working, you know, taking care of my kids at home, but I want to have a higher impact in the philanthropy that I'm involved with. How do I do that and still have an organized home and feel like I'm in control of my home and my life again? And so you don't have time to spend 2 hours, you know, organizing per day, per week. So the idea is, let me show you how you can get things done in 10 minutes a day, how to change how you view time and invest your time during the week so that you can really have the time and the focus you are looking for to spend on the things that make you happy, that you love to do, and not just keeping your house organized, because that's probably like, we want to do that once and then have it take care of itself. And that's kind of what I will teach you in those 90 days. So I'm very excited about it. I'll be talking more about it towards the end of the year. And also, of course, at the beginning of next year, you'll hear more about it. So
That is so exciting. You might see me there as well. You never know.
You know?
Right? You know? No, it is. It's true.
And Deanna and I know, like, you know, we know, we've heard from all of you that these are things that you're looking for. You're looking for ways to make organizing easier for you, more entertaining, but also easier so that it can kind of take care of itself. And that's what we want for you.
Yes. And I think that what we're both offering, really, you can make it work for, you know, either programs. And I think that that's what it's all about, because of the fact that we basically are catering to your needs and we're making that work. Yes. So we have these tools for you to use. Mm-hmm. And so now we have these resources that we want to share with you. So now it's the next step that you all can now engage into. Right. So if that's what your focus is for 2023, this is what we're offering to you all. And so we are so excited that we're able to do that.
Yeah. It puts you in the driver's seat. It puts
exactly.
you in charge of,
yes.
of how you're spending your time. And that's what
we yes. want. And that's exactly what we want. So in addition to our organizing memberships and programs, we are also leveling up the podcast next year. That is correct. Organizing with Ease, a step up above that what we've done this year. Yes.
So excited.
We've created seasons for the podcast in 2023. Super exciting about this one. We want to bring you the most up-to-date and relevant information in an, you guessed it, an organized way. Having seasons of the show, just like a TV or Netflix series, let's focus on a few areas over the course of the year.
Yeah, and we'll still be bringing you great guests covering fun and interesting topics. And maybe we'll have a couple of our clients on too to talk about their organizing journeys. I think that would be really inspiring.
Yes. Why not hear it from our clients to share their story of what they've experienced? And, that I think is phenomenal. And I think that we are so excited about next year's podcast that it's just fun. Oh, it's so much fun. Anyway, and it's fun and crazy to look back at our very first episode, Zenit. First episode. How hard it was to record that first one. It must have taken us, I don't know, 12, 15 takes to get it right, I think.
So
right?
For you out there who maybe you've thought about starting a podcast, or maybe you listen to a lot of podcasts and you know, you wonder about what goes on behind the scenes. Well, let us tell you. So we are podcast novices. We'd never tried anything like this before, and we thought, wow, how hard can it really be record something?
Exactly.
And then, we'll figure out the editing later. We'll figure out, the hosting later, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I can't tell you how many microphones we've had to go through, how much we've struggled with software to figure out what works, what doesn't work, and the number of takes. I don't know. We tripped over every word. Digitize. We've tripped over that word. I don't know how many times.
Totally. Are you kidding me? Like, episode. It's just with the microphone. Oh my gosh. Then we have to have the covering on top of the microphone. Like, you know, and then we have the sound thing, and then we have to have the sound boards, and then echo and the non-echoing.
And the echo, where are we going to record? Under the table, in the closet, off the bed. Oh, my gosh.
Off the bed, in the closet, not in the closet. You know what I mean? Like,
And then we tried to go outside for one of our episodes.
Oh, yes. Yes, we did.
It was beautiful. And we recorded, and it was fantastic to be outside. And then we had the gardeners with their leaf blowers.
Oh, yes.
5 minutes. And then it started to rain. And, you know, the roof above us was just the plastic sheeting. And so it was... the sound was so loud under there, I could barely hear ourselves think. Yes.
It actually, I have to tell you, thank God, Zenit, I have done this podcast with you co-hosting, because I don't think I could have survived any other way or with anyone else.
With anyone else,
because this has truly been a great partnership. And I really am looking forward to 2023 with you. I really am. It really has.
And I
really
am too. And I think, you know, we've spent more time with each other than maybe we have with anyone else here.
Ooh, it's
so
true.
Much work.
It's true.
A lot of
work. It's the trick.
Right.
trick.
And I mean, a lot of work, yes, but it's also so rewarding to hear that you guys are enjoying the podcast. And that's our entire reason for having started it and for continuing next year, because you guys have told us, yes, continue. So we're on it.
We're on it. Yes, we do listen to all of your, you know, feedback and read your reviews. So we thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So do you have a favorite episode, Deanna, that we did?
Aside from the very first one, I actually have to say for me personally, I think because we were able to have guests on as speakers and to make our podcast, you know, make that available for our listeners. I really enjoyed all of our guest speakers, and I really want to thank all of them to take out the time that they did to actually speak with us. You know, from Jenna to Dawn to Pamela to Dina, like to all to Dad. Yeah. I mean, like all of them. It was just the way their knowledge and to share it with all of you. I think those were all of my favorite episodes. But I do have to say, I did like what we just recorded recently, and that was about the guest bedroom and guest bathroom. Mm-hmm. Because that actually really, I actually did have to take a reorg and a revisit in my own guest bathroom and bedroom. And so that actually, I really liked. I liked that one. I was able, because we were able to share it and make it relevant to now for our listeners.
Yeah.
And I think that was, so that's my take. That's my recap for the year.
I love it. I love having our guests on, and yes, it takes them time to prepare to come on the podcast and have a great interview. And I think they all nailed it. They did such a fantastic job. We're so happy and so honored that they accepted to be on the podcast. And, you know, we're looking forward to next year to more guests and bringing you guys more value by having our guests on. And I think the one episode I really loved is kitchen organizing. I love organizing kitchens because I think it has such a great impact in anyone's home to have that kitchen organized, whether or not you cook, okay? Because the kitchen, you're going to be in the kitchen at least three times a day, if not more, you know, depending if you have kids and such. But whether you're bringing food in to serve to your family, it's still the place where you're preparing and doing things with love for your family. And so having an organized kitchen, a kitchen that makes you feel good to be in and to want to be in, a kitchen that feels homey and warm to you or sophisticated and glamorous to you, those the bits of decor help, but having it be completely organized so that you are spending minimal time with the prepping and cleanup and more time with your family. I love getting that done. So I loved doing the kitchen organizing episode. I thought that was great with the zones and so on.
No, for sure. For sure. I think we touched upon every area in the home that benefits our listeners in all aspects. And so that's why next year, 2023, we're so excited to take that to another level to share with you other ways of organizing and thinking. And I think that's something that we are really excited about to share with you. Yes. And I think that's also why we, both of us, are now offering our, you know, different programs for the 2023 year as well.
And this will get, these programs are going to get everyone, you know, hands-on with the organizing. And you do paper organizing as well. And so, you know, we didn't really talk about that on the podcast. I think that's just such a more personal thing. And it just goes into so much more detail. And so for things like that, you really need the hands-on guidance, the help for us to get through that as quickly and efficiently as possible. And so I think those are the reasons why these programs are going to be really helpful to get a handle right at the start of 2023, just to really, you know, attack organizing, get your lives a little more organized for the year.
Yes, it's a balancing act, as we all know it, right? Yes. It's a balancing act. Yes. And it's always a matter of how we get there. And that's the biggest challenge in anything, actually, you know, is how to get there, how to start. And it's all about the thought process as well. It's about the thought process. So I know that The other day, Zenit, you'll probably be able to relate. Oh my gosh, I want you to come to my house, but I just can't right now because it's just chaotic house. It's just too chaotic, right. And I'm just too embarrassed. Yeah. So yeah. Now these are things that we both, you know, come across, you know, quite often, but we both say, don't be embarrassed. We have these resources. We're here to help you and, you know, take advantage of it.
And here's the other thing. If you're worried about joining a group program like Deanna's or mine, because you're worried about, well, I don't want anybody to know the mess that I have in my house or how I live, realize that we have all been there or we're probably still there right with you. These are no judgment zones in our courses and our programs.
No.
We do not judge. We do not allow anyone to judge. We are all here to support and uplift each other. We are all women, or mostly women who are in these programs, who are here to support each other. That's our whole mission, right? We want to help all of you help each other as well. And that's why we're creating these communities online so that we can continue to do that no matter where you live. You know, we don't have to come into your homes to do it.
No.
We can do it. And it's so much more fun to organize when you've got a group of friends with you.
So that's why I've alternated. I've got the coffee in the morning, and then the week after we've got the, you know, the after hours type of relaxation. And then we kind of like go in and we structure how things, you know, started and why they start the way that they do. And how do we improve that? Right. And what is it? Because again, and I know, this is what I say a lot of the times. It's not always about the bins and the baskets.
Right.
Making it the nicety and making it look really pretty, which is great. But there's steps before you get to that pretty buying the bins and buying the baskets. And that is our message to you all. And that's why next year in 2023, we are so excited. Like I'm just busting out the seams of just what we have already set aside for you all. I mean, I don't know about you, Zenit, but I am super excited.
That is awesome. Okay. So you open your cart on December 19th, right?
Yes, that would be correct.
Okay. Oh, so by the time we air this episode,
yes.
Doors are open, guys.
Doors are open. Yes, they are. And we officially will launch and have our coffee chat, the first one, on January the 10th at 9 a.m. So it's super exciting. So we will start there, and then you can register and sign up on my website.
Excellent.
Which there'll be a separate link. And then, of course, we'll have a whole members-only link on my website. We will also have a private Facebook, private Instagram, and a private WhatsApp chat.
Perfect.
So, and it's a monthly, but it's throughout the entire year.
Excellent.
So, which I think is great, because if you feel you want to take a break, or you're not, but if you still want to continue, and all the resources will be available to the members only.
Perfect.
So, yes, I'm really excited. And what about you, Zenit, with your 90-day challenge?
So we start at the end of January, and you'll hear more we start with a big masterclass, a webinar in January. Mm-hmm. And so you'll hear more about that, and I'll make sure that everyone has a link to that at the beginning of the year. And then doors will open after that.
Okay, super, super. That sounds phenomenal.
Well, thank you for being with us today. We want to wish you all a very happy new year.
And next week, in our first episode of 2023, thank you all for taking this organizing journey with Organizing with Ease. We just know you're going to love what we're bringing you next year. And remember that we want to hear from you. What topics do you want us to look into? What types of guests would you like us to bring onto the show? Send us an email at hello@owepodcast.com with your ideas. Also, go ahead and follow the podcast so you never miss a new episode, and leave us a review. Join us again next week, January 2023, for more organizing ideas and tips. Until next week.